climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
One of the big questions today is how will the U.S. respond to those three Americans killed in that drone attack on a U.S. base in Jordan? Joining me by phone right now is Fox News Radio's Jared Halperin. And Jared, there are a lot of moving parts to this. Where do things stand today?
Well, the White House, not even the White House, President Biden himself yesterday said that he had decided what this response will look like. Obviously, the line from the intelligence folks here, the national security folks, and over at the Pentagon is that we're not going to telegraph our punches. They're not going to give a heads up as to what this will look like. And there is still some intelligence gathering happening. At least as of yesterday, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters that they are still trying to figure some things out, where this drone was launched from, whether it was Syria or Iraq, exactly which group was behind this attack, though they have left no doubt that this was a proxy group of Iran, a group that is funded by and armed by Iran. Now, the level of responsibility or culpability, again, is something that is trying to be assessed. Though yesterday, President Biden, when he spoke to reporters outside of the White House, said that, he does hold Iran responsible in the sense that they are the ones that are arming these groups and are funding these groups. And so he did make that pretty clear. And so it is raising questions about if this response does include Iranian targets inside Iran, outside Iran, going after the IRGC, which is the Iranian military wing that they kind of is responsible for these external operations. A lot of those questions being asked. It's notable, too, that yesterday John Kirby mentioned a specific group that he said this had the hallmarks of. A few hours later, that group, a Iran-backed proxy based in Iraq, put out a statement that they are no longer going to be targeting U.S. facilities in the Middle East. And they said they are doing that so as not to embarrass the Iraqi government. But certainly a lot of people took note of that statement, the timing of that statement, given again that it is one of those proxy groups that has come under scrutiny by the United States as they continue to look into this. The other thing about the response is that we don't expect it to be kind of a single operation. Folks at the Pentagon here at the White House have indicated that don't be surprised to see what they describe as kind of a tiered or a phased response that would be carried out over a length of time, both maybe seen and unseen. So a lot of options, they say, have been presented to President Biden. The president said he's decided on that response. But again, we're kind of waiting to see what that looks like, how sustained it is, and who is targeted by it. In other words, does this go directly after Iran? The president certainly has raised his concerns about a wider conflict. The Pentagon has said they don't seek a war with Iran. They say that they don't believe Iran is seeking a war with the United States. And so look for a lot of pressure as well applied to Iran to, control these groups who the White House says are being funded and supplied by the Iranian regime.
I do find the timing of that response so interesting, and it kind of suggests that perhaps they know a response is coming.
Well, listen, I think if you carry out an attack on the United States, especially one that kills three service members, your expectation will be that they're going to get a response. There have been questions raised about the timing of that. Has it been too long? Can assets be sort of hidden away? Those are not concerns that the United States has so far expressed, other than to say that this will be carried out in a time and manner of the president's choosing. And again, one that we are told probably is multifaceted in the sense that maybe what happens initially is not the totality of that response.
Well, you're exactly right. I think a lot of people have been a little frustrated saying, where is that response? But it appears that there have been a lot of strategic meetings going on to make sure that this response is going to send the desired message at the right time.
I think not only send the right message, but also be effective, right?
Right.
You want this to be a strike and a response that at least diminishes, if not eliminates, the capacity of these types of proxy groups to carry out these attacks. And, you know, you look at kind of what the response has been to these Houthi rebels in Yemen, another Iranian-backed proxy group that has been launching these missile and drone attacks on commercial ships in the Red Sea. The United States, in conjunction with the UK, have been, conducting airstrikes in Yemen. Those have not deterred the Houthis. We have not seen those stop. But what the White House has said and what the Pentagon has said is that whether it serves as a deterrent or not, what they believe it is doing is with each strike diminishing the capabilities of the Houthis. So that is also, I think, a part of calculations as the military kind of calibrates what response it wants to present to the president in these operations moving forward. Is yes, you have to send a message. And John Kirby yesterday said that whatever the response is will be in full acknowledgement of the three American soldiers who were killed in their sleeping quarters in this attack. And so that certainly has an element of sending a message to it. But when you talk to kind of military planners and strategists, they also want to disrupt the ability of these groups to operate and target American forces in Syria, in Jordan, in Iraq. Because remember, prior to this attack, since October 7th, there have been over 150 attacks on U.S. personnel and facilities in the Middle East. They have not been fatal up until Sundays.
Right, and it appears that...
Well, the other thing that is interesting about the timing, too, is the United States and Iraq are kind of entering a phase of talks about what the footprint of the United States continues to look like in Iraq. Obviously, we still have a military presence in Iraq. It is part of the anti-ISIS campaign. It is helping Iraqi security forces combat terrorists within their borders. We have, obviously, soldiers, service members based in Syria doing the same mission. The Iraqi prime minister, Iraqi leadership has indicated that at some point they would like to be free of coalition forces in their country. Those are discussions that are just now beginning about what that timeline and future maybe looks like for U.S. personnel in the Middle East.
As you're explaining this, I'm thinking to myself, yes, there are a lot of moving parts here. One question that is kind of top of mind for me is, when do you think President Biden might address the country about these plans?
Yeah. It's a good question. I don't know if that's going to be part of the response. Sometimes you do see presidents give speeches explaining what the military strategy is, why airstrikes are being conducted. But again, the Pentagon and others have said this may not be just a one operation. This may not just be a single operation, that this could be sustained. There are going to be members of Congress who are going to raise questions about what authorities are being used. Is the president going to need supplemental funding for this? So all of those are good questions. We just don't have any guidance from the White House yet. Again, I think because they are trying to move in a way that doesn't maybe tip their hand or their decision-making process. But whether or not the president speaks from the Oval Office, speaks from here at the White House, is certainly something we are all very mindful of as we sit here in the press offices today and throughout the week.
Well, we will certainly be keeping a close eye on it. Fox News Radio's Jared Halperin, thank you very much.
Sure thing.
All right. Have a great day.